Welcome to Traveling with Trekker, a tutorial that will get you up and, well, maybe not running, but certainly walking and riding with the Trekker GPS system from HumanWear. This tutorial is divided into several sections, which will give you time to practice after each section before we move on. The best way to learn Trekker is to use it. However, before we use it, we must charge it. So first, let's take a look at what came in the box from HumanWear. Besides the documentation and quick reference, you should find several items of interest. First, there is the PDA itself. This is the unit with all the buttons on it. This is the brains of the system. We'll spend some time going over the layout of this unit in just a little while. Next, you should find a charger with a wall plug on one end and a cord that ends in a plug on the other. There is a companion cord with this charger. It is a three-way splitter that permits the charging of all three components at the same time. The splitter has a jack on one end that'll receive the plug from the charger. The splitter then divides into three separate cords. Each cord terminates in a plug. You will also find a cradle into which the PDA can be placed either for charging or when connecting it to a PC. So first you'll also find a nice small speaker along with an audio cable. And you should find a GPS receiver that's easily identifiable by its vinyl case. So the first thing you need to do is to make sure that every component is being charged. So let's look at the GPS receiver first and find its charging point. On one side of the vinyl case, you'll notice that you can actually touch the body of the receiver itself. And by the way, the GPS does not have to work in the vinyl case. If for some reason you find it convenient, you can easily remove the GPS unit or receiver, as it's called, from the vinyl case and put it in a shirt pocket. Towards one end of the unit, you'll notice a small slide switch inside the vinyl right on the body of the case. This is the on-off switch, and during charging, it should be slid closest to the front edge of the receiver. That's the off position. Now, continuing along the same side, you'll find another opening in the vinyl case. This is where you can locate the jack to receive the plug from the charger. The jack is covered by a small rubber door that you can open with a fingernail. So, with the power switch slid as far away from the charging cord as possible and the cord from the splitter plugged in, we can leave that unit alone and move on to the small speaker. The speaker can be used with Trekker by clipping it to a collar or a belt or just about anything. And then you connect to the main unit using the supplied audio cable. You do not have to leave all the components on the belt supplied by HumanWear. It's simply supplied for your convenience. And the Trekker will run without the speaker plugged in because it does have its own small internal speaker. When you hold the speaker so that it is facing you, the on-off switch and the volume control will be along the left side. At the bottom on the left, you'll find the jack that receives the plug from the charger. The other jack, with a noticeable ring around it, is the point where you plug in the audio cable that's running from the PDA. And now let's start charging the main unit. If you wish, you can use the cradle. The jack that takes the charger is located in the back of the cradle. The PDA sits in the front section of the cradle with its USB port slid down over the protruding plug. But be extremely careful when connecting anything to the PDA's USB port. It is the single most delicate part of the unit, and if too much pressure is applied while improperly inserting a connector, damage will certainly occur. You can also charge the unit out of the cradle. You will find in the box a small adapter that will take the plug from the splitter on one side of it, and the other is a plug that will fit into the USB jack. Again, it only goes one way, so don't force it. So now, presumably, we have all components on charge. They should be left that way for a minimum of 6 to 8 hours, and many people say for the first charge, it's not a bad idea to let the units charge overnight. We'll take a break here while you check to make sure everything is connected, and then while charging is taking place, we can still learn more about the Trekker system.